This is a news break.
Ethan Gutman is a veteran investigative reporter and award-winning China analyst based in England. He is touring across Canada for his new book, The Slaughter, Mass Killings, Organ Harvesting, and China's Secret Solution to its Dissident Problem. On October 25th, Gutman addressed the audience in Vancouver and disclosed that The Slaughter does not just describe history, but continues in China today.
美国作家葛特曼披露大屠杀在中国发生。美国资深记者获奖中国问题专家伊森·葛特曼最近从英国来到加拿大，在加拿大多个城市举行他的新书《大屠杀》发布会。10月25日，他在西门菲沙大学温哥华市中心校园向与会者披露，《大屠杀》书写的并不只是历史，在中国器官火灾仍在进行。
Ethan Gutman spent 5 years interviewing more than 120 people, including top-ranking police officials, doctors, nurses, and refugees who came close to being killed. Included is a personal experience of a Uyghur surgeon, Enver Toti, who was forced to take part in the removal of organs from executed prisoners in 1995.
葛特曼花了5年时间采访了120多人，包括高级警察官员、医生、劳教所的幸存者。其中就有一位维族外科医生安华托蒂1995年活体摘除死刑犯器官的亲身经历。
Ethan Gutman said, he is taken to the execution grounds, shots were fired, and people were killed. One of the people said, pick him up, put him in the van, take out his organs.
Enver did that. He cut into the body lurched. It mainly was in shock because it had only been shot on this side, so the heart wasn't damaged. The body did lurch once, but after that it stayed relatively calm, and he was able to cut out the kidney and the liver fairly quickly, within 20 minutes. The entire time the blood was pulsing, suggesting the heart was beating.
葛特曼说，这位医生被带到死刑场，开了枪，有人被打死。其中一个人被抬起来放到车上摘除器官，他被吓坏了，因为那个人还活着，他身上的枪口在右胸，身体受了重伤，但还没死，所以在切第一刀时身体在抽动，之后身体平静下来，但是在手术过程中一直在流血。
Gutman said that the organ harvesting from living prisoners has existed in China for decades, and Falun Gong is the largest group of victims. Gutman was the first person to interview more than 50 Falun Gong refugees.
葛特曼说，器官活体摘取在中国已经存在了十几年，最大的受害群体就是法轮功修炼者。葛特曼也面对面采访了50多位在海外政治避难的法轮功学员。
According to Gutman, about a third of the Falun Gong refugees he talked to had all received this very similar physical examination, close examination of the corneas, but no responding test of the eyesight, close examination of liver, kidneys, and heart, but no general look at their health, and lots of blood samples are taken. This kind of examination is specifically aimed at the retail of organs.
葛特曼说，法轮功修炼者从中国来到国外成为难民，他采访过1/3的人，都经历过相似的检查，眼角膜检查，但是没有相应的视力检查，还有肝脏、肾脏或心脏检查，但是没有常规健康体检，这是为了出售器官做的特别检查。
According to China's Vice Minister of Health, the total number of transplants performed each year went from several hundred in 1999 to well over 10,000 per year in 2008. The China Daily newspaper reported that the actual transplant number for 2006 was 20,000.
中国卫生部副部长黄杰夫曾经说过，1999年中国器官移植总数只有几百例。到2008年，这一数字已经远超过10,000例。官方媒体《中国日报》报道说，2006年实际器官移植数是20,000例。
Gutman said China's increase of transplant numbers coincided with the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. He estimated that between the year 2000 and 2008, close to 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners were killed for organ harvesting. Communist leadership knows this murder is taking place and the profiting involved.
德特曼说，中国器官移植数量的急剧增长与中共1999年开始迫害法轮功相对应。他估计，从2000年到2008年，大约有65,000名法轮功人士被活体摘取器官，而且中共高层知道这个事实。Gutman
showed a slide with an article from a mainland Chinese magazine. Wang Lijun set up surgeries and won an award for it for doing thousands of transplants. As a police in chief, he was the right-hand man of Bo Xilai. This indicates that this is known at the highest level of the leadership. Wang Lijun escaped to the U.S. consulate in Chengdu in February of 2012, and Bo Xilai was removed from his post in March 2012.
德特曼打出一张幻灯片。 显示一份大陆的杂志刊登的文章，其中写道：“王立军参与外科手术合作，并因为做了几千个移植手术获奖。王立军是个警官，他是薄熙来的左右手，这说明中共高层知道这件事。王立军于2012年2月逃到美国驻成都领事馆，薄熙来于当年3月被解除职务。”
Gutman said that one Falun Gong practitioner who escaped to Sydney this year told him that she and another 500 prisoners of conscience were given organ-only examination on the same day. Gutman said, "During my book writing, I thought this had to come to an end, but is still going on." He estimated, "To this day, the number of casualties is close to 100,000."
葛特曼说，今年刚从大陆逃到悉尼的一位法轮功学员告诉他，在一天之内，他和500个犯人做了仅限于器官的检查。葛特曼说，在我写书时，我就想这种罪恶应该停止了，但是现在还在持续。他估计现在遇难者已接近10万人。Gutman
said that he hopes the readers will grapple with the brutally true stories in his book. Gutman said that Israel made the decision to ban organ tourism in China, and there's no reason Canada can't make the same decision. Gutman said he believed if Canada did ban organ tourism, the rest of the world would follow.
葛特曼希望读者能从这些真实的故事中得出自己的结论。他说，以色列已经禁止国人到中国做器官移植，加拿大没有理由不制定类似的法律。 他相信，如果加拿大这样做，其他国家会跟随制定禁止令。